Andrew, come look on the shell here, I'm fine.
So you just come and find a shell already? It's kind of nice though, the colour them look good.
You think I can find another one and turn them into a pair of earrings?
Of course, honey. Beautiful jewelry for my beautiful girl.
Aw, stop it.
Hold on there. Wait. Is what over there, sir?
It look like some kind of bird.
Yes, but look. It tangled up in a some kind of bag. Come, we have to go help it out.
Suppose it pick me?
Stop your foolishness, man. Just come and help me and get it free.
Ah, there you go. Free as a bird. But look all around, Andrew. We can't swim here.
No, man. This look really bad. Come on, let's go. We have to leave this place right now and get a better place. Make a try up the road. Come in.
Have you ever thrown garbage out of a car window or witnessed someone else doing it? Where does the garbage end up? When people practice improper garbage disposal, the act can have several negative effects, from blocked drains to loss of habitat for animals, as well as beach pollution, which turns away tourists and other visitors, causing loss of income. In light of this, the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, and the Jamaica Environment Trust, JET, will be leading an island-wide cleanup campaign on Saturday, September 17. Thousands of volunteers are expected to join forces to clean the beaches and rivers in observance of International Coastal Cleanup Day. Managed globally by the Ocean Conservancy in the United States, ICC Day is the third Saturday in September every year, and it's the largest one-day volunteer cleanup event in the world. Almost 8,000 volunteers participated in last year's cleanup, which saw the removal of 79,560 pounds of solid waste from 122 miles of Jamaican coastline. Head of the Ecosystems Management Branch at NEPA, Andrea Donaldson, says improper disposal can have negative economic as well as environmental effects.
You can't have your visitors coming to your beach and you're constantly sweeping the garbage off your beach, then nobody would want to go back. So it would be good if Jamaicans recognize dispose of your garbage properly. Do not dispose of it in the gullies, in the rivers, thinking, oh, it's just going to go to sea. Garbage travels far.
ICCD events are not limited to beaches, but will also include areas such as rivers, which are also affected by garbage.
Marine litter is a serious problem in Jamaica, and not only affect the status of our beach, making beach going really not pleasant, but also it affects the birds and the marine mammals that use the ocean. Turtle can see a plastic bag or a plastic ring that you put soda bottles in as food and congest that, and that will kill them in the end.
Over 100 cleanup projects have already been registered island-wide for International Coastal Cleanup Day. Some 1,000 volunteers are expected to join the team from NEPA to tackle Helsha Bay in St. Catherine, while JET and its group will take on Fort Rocky and the surrounding areas of the Palisades Strip. Public Relations Officer at NEPA, Deline Powell, says the agency is also on a drive to achieve behavior change at the individual level.
Oftentimes, persons believe that it's not their problem when it comes to the management of waste. You know, it's a government problem or it's someone else's issue that they should deal with. But when we look at it at the individual level, if each person makes a conscious effort to better dispose of their waste, then it will help us to alleviate the problem and hopefully see positive results.
Individuals, groups, and communities are encouraged to register a cleanup activity or join a planned project.
It's not just a NEPA or a government thing, it's an everybody thing, because we're all in this together. We will all benefit when our environment is in a better state. So it's up to all of us to keep the environment in as pristine a condition as possible.
Funding is provided by the Tourism Enhancement Fund. To find a cleanup project near you, give the Jamaica Environment Trust a call at 960-3693 or visit jamentrust.org.
Calling all government pensioners in Portland and surrounding areas. The Accountant General's Department is coming your way. On Friday, September 23, the AGD will be at the Errol Flynn Marina, Port Antonio at 10 a.m. Come hear about the life certificate plans. Get financial advice from Jamaica National. Speak directly with Sagicor about your GOJ health plan. Get free health checks from NHF and stay for the entertainment prizes and surprises. That's the AGD's Pensioners Information Forum. Friday, September 23, Errol Flynn Marina, Port Antonio, Portland at 10 a.m.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.